This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, April 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Rollins on trade aid, estate tax impact examined, and Minnesota Republicans hit Craig on town halls. Rollins eyes harvest time for trade aid decision. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says USDA will assess market losses from President Donald Trump's tariffs closer to harvest and then provide aid to producers if it's necessary. Rollins says in an interview for this week's edition of AgriPulse Newsmakers, we will be putting some program in place to mitigate a lot of that damage. The first Trump administration provided about $28 billion in trade assistance for the impact of retaliatory tariffs in 2018 and 2019. The Commodity Credit Corporation account used to provide that aid is down to a few billion dollars. But Rollins says she's very confident that congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle will agree to replenish the account as needed. Keep in mind, Rollins' timetable makes sense. Economists tell AgriPulse it could be several months before retaliatory tariffs have a significant impact on soybeans and other commodities. This week's newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Analysis estimates impact of expiring estate tax provision. Increases in land values are raising the stakes for GOP tax legislation this year. The estate tax exemption was doubled in 2017, but that provision set to expire unless Congress extends it as a part of a budget reconciliation bill Republicans hope to move in coming weeks. According to a new analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation, a California farm with at least 568 acres would get hit with the lower exemption, which would be $7.6 million for an individual in 2026, according to AFBF. It would take 808 acres in Iowa to hit the lower exemption limit, 1,691 acres in Georgia, and 2,718 acres in Texas. Keep in mind, the acreage estimates don't include the value of other assets, including machinery, and the exemption is doubled for a married couple. This year, the exemption is worth $13.99 million for an individual and $27.98 million for a married couple. Are they talking? Beijing and Washington are giving competing accounts of whether the U.S. and China are engaging in discussions on a possible deal to de-escalate trade tensions. A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson told reporters yesterday that the two countries are not currently negotiating. He added that the U.S. should remove tariffs if it wants to negotiate a solution. Well, then just hours later, President Trump said the two countries had been speaking. At the White House, he said, quote, they had meetings this morning, and we've been meeting with China. Take note, some China watchers are skeptical discussions could lead to a deal. Huan Thu, who manages the analysis service China's Trade Monitor, said at a webinar yesterday that Beijing is in no rush to negotiate. She argued the U.S. won't offer anything particularly appealing to Beijing, given it has indicated it won't loosen export restrictions and likely won't eliminate tariffs imposed for national security and unfair trade reasons, even if it cuts reciprocal duties. But at least one set of negotiations is coming along. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Bessent told reporters in the Oval Office yesterday that talks with South Korea are progressing faster than expected. He suggested the two countries could reach an understanding next week. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Republicans call for ethics probe on House Ag ranking members' state town halls. House Agriculture Committee top Democrat Minnesota Representative Angie Craig drawing criticism from Minnesota Republicans over her appearances at town halls outside her district during the two-week Easter recess. Republicans have largely foregone town halls during its latest break after receiving vocal criticism at previous events. Keep in mind, Craig has indicated she is interested in running for the seat of Senator Tina Smith, the Minnesota Democrat. Senator previously announced she would not run for re-election at the end of her term. Minnesota Republicans Representative Tom Emmer, Brad Finstead, Michelle Fishback, and Pete Stauber asked the House Committee on Ethics and the Committee on House Administration to review possible violation of House rules by Craig. They argue Craig is using her congressional office, which is taxpayer-funded, to raise campaign donations. This would violate House ethics rules, they argue. That's really rich on their part, Craig told reporters after a recent town hall. First of all, look, this is not being paid for by a single taxpayer dime, and the fact that they're raising the question just gives me another opportunity to talk about the fact that they won't come talk to their constituents. So I welcome any questions they might have about this, and I'm going to keep showing up. Ag Industry Coalition tells administration to stay in the FAO. A coalition of groups from across the ag sector pushing senior administrative officials to keep the U.S. in the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. More than 50 groups penned a letter to cabinet officials touting the benefits of FAO membership. The letter comes as the State Department reevaluates U.S. involvement with international intergovernmental organizations in response to a February executive order. The groups write, quote, FAO serves a vital organizational role in advancing science-based policies and leading initiatives that promote plant and animal health, enhance food safety, and support nutrition security, they write. They single out the Codex Alimentarius Commission and International Plant Protection Convention as playing a critical role in reducing trade barriers based on shaky science. UK Ag warns leaders tariff retaliation could squeeze the livestock sector. The United Kingdom's agriculture sector is warning domestic policymakers of the potential impacts of retaliatory tariffs on U.S. ag exports on the livestock sector. Following Trump's imposition of a 10% baseline tariff on imports from the U.K., the U.K. government published a list of products that could be in line for retaliatory duties. Among the goods listed are a slate of agriculture inputs, including seed, animal feeds, fertilizers, and crop protection products. Ed Barker, head of policy at the UK Agriculture Industries Confederation, told AgriPulse he's been informing policymakers of how new duties on these products will impact local farmers. He said, quote, they need to be aware of the facts of what they're importing from the U.S. and why they're relevant to UK supply chains. The UK is collecting public feedback on the list of products until next week. Barker said he has been encouraging its ag producers to weigh in. Finally, McGovern's daughter dies at 23. Representative Jim McGovern and his family released a statement yesterday following the passing of the congressman's 23-year-old daughter, Molly. The Massachusetts Democrat, his wife Lisa, and their son Patrick said that Molly McGovern, quote, had a rare gift. She made everyone feel special because she genuinely believed everyone was special. She treated people with compassion and kindness, always standing up for the underdog. Molly, who faced a rare cancer diagnosis, had just finished a semester abroad in Australia. She passed away unexpectedly in Italy while visiting a good friend and his family, the family said. Here's today's final word For him, public service is about bringing people together and helping make life better for all families. That's why every day in Congress, he's working to end hunger, expand health care, and protect human rights. I'm proud to be his daughter and of the work he's doing. That the word of the late Molly McGovern, writing in June 2023, endorsing her father's run for Congress. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, April 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.